And his glory. Thank you. Oh! My dear Philippian brother, it brings joy to me to see your faces. Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I make mention of you always in my prayers, thanking God for you always. I pray that you abound in love, that you will grow in knowledge, that you will be able to discern what is true, what is right, that you may be blameless in the day of Christ. I pray that you will grow in the fruit of righteousness that comes only through Jesus Christ, the praise and glory of God the Father. I'm so thankful that you've come to visit me in prison. And for the short time that you're able to be here with me, I want to admonish you with the Word of God. Do nothing out of selfish ambition and conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others. And have this mind among yourselves that is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. But he emptied himself, and taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself to the point of death, even death on a cross. And therefore, God has bestowed on him the name that is above all names. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My dear brethren, we've got to have the mind of Christ. We've got to let the mind of Jesus dwell in us, because when we think like Christ, we will act like Christ. That's right. The world needs to see us shining like stars in a dark world. If you were to have the mind of Christ, you've got to surrender your life to God. If you're to have the mind of Christ, you've got to surrender your rights. The gospel is not about me. It's about Jesus. The gospel is not about how great you are. The gospel is about taking opportunities to show others how great Jesus is. Amen. Jesus surrendered his rights of heaven, and he came here in the form of a servant. Jesus did not count the equality that he had with God so special to him that he was not willing to leave it behind and come in the likeness of you and me. Jesus gave up his rights so that we might become the righteousness of God. Jesus gave up his rights and came here not to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. If we're going to be followers of that God, if we're going to be disciples of Jesus, then we must do the same and surrender our rights to him. Our Lord said, anyone who's not willing to renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. What rights do we have anyways? The wages of our sin is death. The right, any right that we have, the only right that we have is eternal death. But because Jesus surrendered his rights, the rights and the glories of heaven, I have the right and you have the right to claim the gift of God. Eternal life in Christ Jesus. But only when we surrender, humbly surrender our rights to him. Not only must we surrender our rights, but we must be willing to do what no one else will. We've got to be a people a body of Jesus that will do what no one else is willing to do. Jesus surrendered His rights and came to do what no one else would do. He was willing to assume all the insults, the rejection, the hurt, the injustice, and the sin of a dying and unbelieving world. He was willing to come into this earth and assume the form of man and take my wrath, God's wrath against me for my sin. No one else is willing to do that for you. We must be willing to do what no one else will do. The one who has the right to demand our service was willing to come and show us how to serve the Father. The one who has the right to demand my obedience came in human form to show me how to obey God. We must be willing to do what no one else will do. Jesus needs a people, a body who is willing to go the extra mile, who is willing to turn the other cheek, who is willing to give the cloak off their back, who is willing to give a cup of water in His name, who is willing to be ridiculed for the cause of Christ, who is willing to count all things as garbage to know Him. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to do what others will not do? If you will surrender your rights, my beloved Philippians, if you will do what no one else is willing to do, God will exalt you. He highly exalted Jesus. Our dear brother Peter said, "Humble yourself, therefore, in the mighty hand of God, so at the right time He will exalt you and lift you up." Our Lord said, "Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Be glad and rejoice, for great is your reward in heaven." He will exalt you if you will surrender your life to Him. If you will be willing to do what no one else will do, He will exalt you. Remember this truth. Long ago in the garden, man's selfishness and pride caused him to want to be like God, and sin entered the world. But Jesus, out of His selflessness and His humility, He came to be like one of us. He just came to be like man so that we can live with God forever. Are you ready to surrender yourself to God? Are you willing to do what no one else will do? My dear Philippian brethren, I love you so much. If you will do those things, God will exalt you. Great will your reward be in heaven. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord.
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 Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
I say,
See you.
And I will love you.
You're my God. You're all together.